The Education Department's Inspector General says its white hat hackers were able to compromise the department's main enterprise IT system. They gained unfettered access to the network. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbo reports, it's just one reason the department's cybersecurity posture got an unfavorable review.
The system in question is called Educate. It handles core business functions like email, telephone systems, and data routing for the entire department. The IG says because of misconfigurations on Education's network, its testers gained full access to Educate and then used it as a toehold to begin attacking several other department systems. Kathleen Teague is the Education Department's Inspector General.
I think the risks would certainly be access to the department's data. We could have really done anything in there. So the fact that we were able to gain access means that outsiders who have bad intentions are able also to come back through the same way we did and gain access. And that really puts the department systems and data and employees and everybody who is involved in our systems at risk.
Overall, the IG's annual audit of education's compliance with the Federal Information Security Management Act, released last week, found that the department has significant weaknesses in 4 out of 5 metrics, agencies report to the Office of Management and Budget: continuous monitoring, configuration management, incident response and reporting, and remote access. This year's FISBA report also included 10 findings that were repeats from previous years, including ongoing failings to secure its internal systems from outside connections. For example, auditors asked the department how many different virtual private networking portals it had to let employees and contractors perform work from off-site. Department officials identified 4.
We did penetration testing, found 2 more that they didn't even know about, and those 2 did not have 2-factor authentication. So they have now, we understand, have put 2-factor authentication on those 2 additional remote access points, but we still have, I believe, a couple of outstanding recommendations related to remote access. And if you do not have proper controls, obviously, on remote access, then you do open up the department to outsiders.
The Education Department agreed with all of its IG's assessments and says it's implementing corrective actions to address all of them. But members of Congress didn't seem especially reassured by those responses, especially given the vast trove of sensitive information held within Education Department systems. Jason Chaffetz is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Americans need to know that the Department of Education holds roughly 139 million Social Security numbers in the central processing system. But let's also remember that 139 million Social Security numbers isn't necessarily all of them, because it does not include all the systems. That's just the central processing system. It does not include information for parents who submitted information whose children did not get aid. Remember, if your child applies for aid, you're going to have perhaps your mother's information, perhaps your father's information in there as well. The central processing system processes federal aid applications at 22 million of them per year. We've been talking a lot about the vulnerability of the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, understanding the vulnerability, where we believe it's 22 million. The vulnerability at the Department of Education, we're talking about $1 trillion. But we're also talking about over 130 million Americans.
Danny Harris, the department's chief information officer, says the department has never had a significant data breach, despite what he acknowledged as its past vulnerabilities. But he told Congress Tuesday that most of those problems have been fixed. As part of OMB's recent cyber sprint, he said the department implemented 2-factor authentication at the government's highest level of assurance and is also leveraging the Homeland Security Department's Einstein and Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation programs to ward off cyber intruders and detect any intruders that do make their way into the department's systems. On a scale of 1 to 10, he said he would rate the department's current cybersecurity protections at 7.
To meet the requirements of OMB for implementing continuous monitoring by FY 2007, the department has developed an information security continuous monitoring implementation plan and is actively engaged with DHS to obtain continuous monitoring solutions as part of the task order 2 of the CDM program. Configuration management activities for FY 2016 include continuing the implementation of our NAC solution to restrict access for users and devices, strengthen the department's patch and vulnerability management program, and prioritize and update policies and procedures to meet federal configuration management requirements. For incident response and reporting, the department is utilizing additional capabilities to identify and block attacks, for example, adding web application firewalls. And finally, to address weaknesses noted in remote access, the department continues to consolidate and standardize the remote access solutions currently in use. This will allow for increased consistency in the implementation of controls across the remaining solutions.
And independently, he says the department has implemented its own network access control and data loss prevention systems to detect unauthorized devices on education networks, a process that took several years because of a shortage of cybersecurity professionals within the federal workforce.
For the talent that we have, we've spent multiple years implementing NAC and DLP, and in fact, we will finish our implementation this year. But it has taken multiple years to implement those very complex systems. And with the full implementation this fiscal year, we will actually resolve 90% of the repeat findings.
But at several turns in Tuesday's hearing, Harris wasn't able to speak for the Education Department as a whole on several key questions raised by the IG audit. That's because the CIO role within the department is something of an anachronism. Congress created a separate organizational structure for the Federal Student Aid Program, which handles the overwhelming majority of the department's funding and much of its attendant IT spending. FSA has its own chief information officer, who was not called to testify. The Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act was supposed to centralize IT decision-making under a single CIO for each department, but Representative Jerry Connolly, one of the bill's co-authors, says at least in the case of the Education Department, Congress may have some follow-up work to do.
It's Congress in legislation that we passed in 1997 on a bipartisan basis. Our colleague, former colleagues Howard Buck McKeon and Dan Kildee, who actually authored H.R. 2536 that did that. So we now need, because of the passage of FITARA, frankly, to square those two. And I think the current Congress would favor the FITARA approach and maybe look a little askance at siloing anything in light of technology progressing and the threat we're facing.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.